Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Welcome back to Mind Food Radio right around Australia today. Michael, we're off to?
We're off to the farm. And one of our favourite parts of our food section is From the Source, where we go and do different stories and talk to locals about the produce they grow. And we're off to a macadamia farm, actually, today, with Farmhouse Gourmet out at Byron Bay. And I'd like to welcome to the show Angela Ponsford. Hi, Angela.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. How are things at Farmhouse Gourmet?
Well, they're nice and sunny now after the horrendous cyclone that we had earlier in the week.
Yeah. Did you get caught up in it?
Yeah, we did. It was pretty fierce here on Monday. A little bit of damage on the farm, but we're just assessing it at the moment.
Oh, that's no good.
Yeah, and there's not lots of damage, but just a little bit. It's a bad time. It's pre-harvest for macadamias.
So when is the harvest period for macadamias?
It usually starts around March.
Okay.
And runs kind of to September. But we're looking at a little bit of an earlier harvest this year. So, yeah, the winds have knocked some of the early nuts off the tree. But we're on quite a large plantation here. So hopefully we still, you know, we managed to get a good crop out.
Yeah. Now, you're based in the hinterland in Byron Bay. And the farm's been growing macadamia nuts for over 30 years.
That's right.
That's all they do, though, isn't it, is macadamia?
Yes. Well, on this farm here, yes, we purely grow macadamias. You probably know from the farmhouse range we do have coffee that's grown also locally, but not on this farm yet. It's solely macadamias.
Mm. Now, the products you can buy, there's oils, but you actually sent something into work which we absolutely loved, and that's why we're talking to you, are these little bags of chocolate-covered macadamia.
Great.
Is that a new product to the Australian marketplace?
There are quite a few chocolate macadamias on the market, but for Farmhouse, I think the uniqueness of what we're doing is everything's done locally in Byron Bay. So, the nuts are grown here, they're roasted here, and they're chocolate-coated right in Byron Bay. We've got a bit of a story just for keeping it local here.
Yeah. Now, tell our listeners, in terms of cooking with macadamia, macadamia nuts, what are some really good recipes in terms of, you know, we have loads of recipes at mindfood.com, and I know there are some macadamia nut recipes there, but what's your favourite?
Oh, good question. I actually make an avocado and macadamia bread. And it's sensational. It uses, particularly for overripe macadamia, overripe avocados with the macas, you get a lovely kind of greenish tinge to the bread, and it's beautiful. That's my favourite at the moment.
And does it involve yeast and stuff, or it's easy?
You could make it gluten-free. I often cook with, you know, Khorasan flour or rice flour. Yep, I just, you know, mix it up with whatever I've got in the pantry.
Yeah. And tell us, are you sold right across the country?
We are, yes. We launched the website in December last year, and we ship all over Australia.
Tell us a little more, in terms of macadamia nuts, the health benefits of them.
Yeah, well, macadamias, there's immense health benefits, and they're very high in the palmitoleic acid, I get that right, the highest, one of the highest sources, better than olive oil. They're on a par with, obviously there's health benefits with coconut oil. Macadamia oil is on a par with that. Also with cooking, it's got a very high smoke point, so it's a very good oil to cook with. So that's something that a lot of people don't know.
Mm.
In terms of fat, they've got the highest level of your good fatty acids. Just a really healthy nut to include in your daily diet.
And Angela, can you supply us that that recipe? It sounds really good, the avocado and macadamia bread.
I will get you the recipe. I'll send it through to you. It's sensational, easy to make, and it's great. It looks great as well.
Oh, that's good. And listen, we'll put that onto mindfood.com, or we might even put it onto our Facebook page.
That would be great.
Angela Ponzi, thank you very much from Farmhouse Gourmet. Thanks, Angela.
Thanks very much.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.